There it is. This is the is this the one from Always Sunny, though? This sounds like a different version.
It's the fully produced Always Sunny version.
Oh, okay. I've only seen it on the actually on the show.
They made a soundtrack and put this down. Okay. Yeah.
That was one of the most hilarious episodes of that show ever. Always Sunny in Philadelphia is classic, man.
This is so good. This so great.
You love this. You could sit here all day. Champion of the Sun.
Master of
karate and friendship.
It's so
Tom
great.
Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. This is the morning show, talking a lot about the Sixers today and the Nightman. There you go.
Yes, I will be the what are we saying? The ball.
The ball man.
Or
the ball net
man.
You're the ball man.
The ball man.
Yes,
I will be the ball man.
The ball man cometh.
Yeah, at, I will be
tennis
the ball
courts near
man.
You.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. John's going to be the ball man next week.
So that really is a compelling production.
Yeah.
But again, he's Rob McElhaney's like a Philly guy too, like another local guy.
Well, he went to the We're same high school
Shane
as DeCamera.
Gillis, right?
Yeah.
We're right. Talking about all these local guys. Today.
Yeah,
right. Guys making good.
Yeah, how about that?
But Rob McElhaney, unfortunately, not as local for me personally.
But more local for everybody else.
Much more local for you, yeah.
Yep.
I mean, I can't wait to try to talk to that guy.
Try to talk to Rob or try to talk to Gillis?
Well, both of
both
them.
Both of them. There
both
you go.
Them. They're both fascinating guys. They're both doing great.
215-592-9494. You want to get in. Talking a lot about the Sixers today. This Joel Embiid article. Do you place more blame on the Sixers or Joel Embiid for the failures during his tenure here? Our side topic today. Give us somebody that's multi-talented. And I guess you could call Shane Gillis multi-talented. I mean, he's a comedian, obviously. And then he showed
Actor.
Off his acting as well in the show Tires. Does he produce that show too? I think
it's like totally his show on Netflix. And I mean, I will say it's not for everyone, but there are parts where I just laugh out loud. He's very good in it.
Yeah. And we played some sound for you earlier from Shane Gillis of the ESPYs, kind of making some jokes at other teams' expense as the Eagles won the Best Team of the Year award. He also did a little skit where he is, I guess this is the history of the tush push and showing how it actually came about in his eyes before the Eagles ended up getting wind of it. Here was how the skit sounded last night.
You guys are getting stuffed. You can't get short yardage. Football's a game of inches. Right now, you guys aren't getting those inches. But I have a play. I've been dreaming about it my whole life. It requires the entire offense acting as one.
Yeah.
A play that cannot be stopped.
Hell yeah.
Come on, coach.
One team.
One team.
Yeah. One heartbeat.
Yeah. You guys want to hear about the play?
Yeah.
You guys want to hear the play?
Yeah.
All right. Picture this.
You're going to line up at center. All right. JT, you're going to line up right behind him. We're going to get two guys behind you. This is where the play gets good. At the snap, you dive right into his butt.
What? No, I don't.
And then both those guys behind him are going to grab him by the hips and shove him even harder into your butt.
No, I don't. That doesn't even sound like a good idea.
Hold
that
on.
Hurts.
Let him cook. Let him cook.
Then we're going to pull maybe a tackle, maybe a tight end. Get more meat
more
behind you.
Players?
More meat. Think about it. 10 guys barging right into your back door.
I can't. Is that even a legal play?
Yes.
Well, there it is. That was I don't know what to say. I hadn't heard it before that. But Shane Gillis then right after went and talked to Nick Sirianni. You talk about an awkward interview. I give Nick credit. Nick said, yeah, that's basically exactly how it went down. But then Nick went into the coach speak. He said, oh, it's really the guys behind me. And Gillis is like, all right, time to wrap this up. Nick was going into Nick mode where it was like he morphed into press conference Nick. And not the most entertaining during the ESPYs.
No, he couldn't just have like, he had like a little fun with it, but couldn't have too much fun with it with my Milata sitting right behind him.
It was responsible, Nick. See, that's not as
that's
good.
Super Bowl winning head coach I Nick know. Sirianni. He's matured, Nick.
Well, now he's polished, responsible Nick.
He still has the shaved head.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you, the rest of the we need to take note of the way the world will perceive him differently. Finally. I mean, I do too. I feel differently about him. I feel like he really has come into his own as a head coach, which is part of what Jeffrey Lurie had planned all along. You know, he continues to grow, and the 1% thing applies to him too. But now that he's been, you know, not even anointed, when you win a Super Bowl as a head coach, you know, people start to give you that respect that he has been lacking previously. I don't know if that's going to happen.
He didn't get it. It was a pro football focus who listed the top 10, or maybe ESPN, the top 10 returning coach quarterback duos. They finished, he finished like 9th or 10th, he and Jalen.
Yeah, I mean,
they had Aaron, well, I think they had Aaron Rodgers and Tomlin ahead of them.
Right, I don't think Nick Sirianni's going to get the respect that
Mike
he
Tomlin
deserves.
And Aaron
I just
Rodgers
don't.
Is kind of an interesting combo, and I can
Aaron
see
Rodgers
how
has been
be
dreadful the past
valued.
Couple years, and Tomlin hasn't won a playoff game since 2016.
Yeah, I think Sirianni deserves a lot more credit, but I don't know.
He does deserve a lot more credit.
I think if the Eagles go through a rough patch, I think nationally, people will come right back to Nick Sirianni. What does he do?
All right, maybe. But I'm going to be surprised if the world doesn't give him a lot of flowers heading into the season. I think that respect he's been working toward and deserving of is finally going to be heaped on him, at least at the start of the season. I know things will go awry, and I know people will start to question his methodology again. But he's now a Super Bowl winning coach. And well, that matters so much. And I'm glad for him that he'll get a lot more, you know, belief automatically from here on, from this point forward.
I certainly hope it does play out that way, because I think he absolutely deserves it. 215-592-9494. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Who do you blame more for the Sixers' failures, Joel Embiid or the Sixers? So you're welcome to get in on that. Let's go to Tim and Kennett Square. What's up, Tim?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, Tim. You know you can't burn mushrooms?
Why are you telling him that? Because it's the mushroom capital of the world?
Yeah. That was the fact 3 hours and 15 minutes ago from John.
Well, I guess it's really hard to burn mushrooms. And you know why, Tim?
No, I don't know.
Because they're made from chitin. C-H-I-T-I-N. This stuff that they're made out of, this fibrous stuff, it's more resilient to heat than the stuff that makes up other vegetables and meats.
Huh.
Yeah,
you there you go, Tim. What do you got on that?
And it won't get mushy.
What do you got on the Sixers, Tim?
I'm a Sixers, you know, longtime Sixers fan, longtime Eagles fan, first time caller.
Thank you.
I was at the game one game back when they're in the finals that the other caller alluded to, and that was an amazing night. You know, trust the process. You know, I think it's on management, right? Like, to the other caller, you know, Bynum, Nolan, Okafor, Fultz, Simmons, like, Embiid's a great player. I'm an Embiid guy, Embiid fan, so he's the last guy here, and I'm not gonna blame Embiid for all the problems with the trust the process.
Yeah, I mean, Tim, I think people who are probably on your side and are pro Embiid people probably feel a lot that way today. Is when you look at this, the organization has done a lot wrong. There's no question about it.
What about, Tim, the there's a sentence in this article that I think says so much and I think represents a lot. His mood, meaning Joel's mood, descends on him and becomes the weather of a whole game, a whole team, a whole season. I do think, man, isn't that what we're talking about here? The moodiness, the swings, and the way that impacts everyone around you. Man, in basketball especially, when you've only got five who take the court, you know, each one is at least 20% of the input that you're dealing with. In Joel's case, it's like, wow, overwhelming how much you have to deal with here because of just the lack of, I don't know,
He's a very isolated person. That comes off
social development, almost.
In there because he just said parents are real private. You know, he's real private. There you go. He's got 9,500 unread text messages. He does not return messages or phone calls. You got to go through his wife or his agent or whatever.
And how do you let that as an organization? Yeah. How do you allow that to be the case? Can you imagine? Like, those are unread messages. Does that mean that when the Sixers try to get in touch with them about a change in practice time,
maybe
they can't?
Well, this is the problem, and I do think it's a problem for a player who's supposed to be a leader on a team when he isolates himself.
You can't be a leader appropriately if you're not properly informed.
Absolutely.
And he can't be informed if he's not taking calls ever from anybody.
Exactly. What do you got for our side topic, Tim?
Well, he obviously needs to do better with that regard and, you know, with the new pick.
Well, Tim, who's multi-talented, man? We got to move on. What do you got?
Oh, you got to move on, multi-talented. I think that's easy. I think the only guy to win at the college level, the only guy to win as a player in the NBA, the only guy to win as a coach, the only guy to win as an executive, Pat Riley.
Pat Riley, that's a good one. Pat Riley.
Yeah, that is a great answer.
Good at pretty much every level.
But it's
level.
All in basketball. I mean...
Yeah, but I mean, there's a lot of different jobs.
Yeah, I know. I think people who mix up different, you know.
Sports.
Like different kind of talents.
Yeah.
Like, the Deion Sanders one is really good.
Right.
I mean, it was baseball, football, and now he broadcasting and a coach.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been pretty amazing at all of it.
Yeah, so a little different there. I'd agree. But now it is time for life advice with Tom Kelly.
My life's a waste of time.
It's time.
I'm a tool.
For life advice with the hammer.
You know how rock bottom your life gotta be to get life advice from Joe the Camera?
The hammer.
I'm an idiot. Idiot.
Come on, Buzz. You can't make a custom.
Idiot.
You usually make your custom opens
for this. So I was going to. But the problem was it's all Joe in that intro, so it just wouldn't have even been the intro. Usually it's like one line where it's like with Joe to camera, it was all Joe speaking.
Well, you couldn't throw some of my drops in there.
I would have had to make a whole new
he
one. I thought
had
about
to work.
Yeah, I would have had to make one way
him?
Too late.
God forbid I
you
asked
can ask
Buzz
Vonnie,
to do his job.
I did try and do it in the last break. It was too much to pull off.
It actually was.
Break.
I know.
My God.
Vonnie had to spend 5.5 hours reading the Joel Embiid story.
True. Exactly.
It's a lot going on here, Tom.
I'm not blaming Vonnie. I'm blaming Buzz.
I'm well aware.
Yeah, I'll always blame Buzz. Life advice brought to you by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, go to MHSLift.com. All right, Buzz, what do we have for life advice today? What am I advising?
So this comes an anonymous submission on the text line. Now, you're going to think that this is me writing this, but I assure you it isn't.
Okay, so it was Mike.
It was not Mike. It's not someone from here. This is someone on the text line. Hey, Tom, big fan here. I'm coming to you with a problem I really hope you specifically can help with. I'm a rising senior at a local high school, and I've had a huge crush on this girl for a few years now. With just a year before graduation, I'm hoping to tell her how I feel about her and ideally pursue a relationship with her. There's just one issue. She's almost a full head taller than me.
Wow.
I've always been self-conscious about my height, and to make matters worse, her two previous boyfriends were both tall guys. How do I overcome my insecurity? Also, any tips you have for asking out girls would be a big help, too. Thanks.
Wow. Buzz, there's no question in my mind that you and Mike combined to write this.
We had nothing to do with it.
But,
this is a really interesting question. Really interesting.
For this person out there, I think you got to tell her how you feel. I mean, it does it just because you're a shorter... It does not mean that you cannot have a relationship with a taller female or, guy, whatever. I think you just got to be honest. You got
to so uncomfortable.
It was awesome, man.
Or whatever your preference is. Yeah.
You just got to tell her how you feel and hope for the best. I think that's all you can do.
That is really strong. That's really strong. Well, that matters. And be confident with it.
Yeah.
You know what? Be confident with it.
My wife's taller than me. How do you think I got her confidence?
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
That's beautiful. That it doesn't matter. The height does not matter. What we're talking about here is you're looking for someone that you can talk to, that you can learn about and have fun with. You know, so that's it. It doesn't matter who, if you're 6 foot or 1 foot. You're just gonna.
One foot might be a problem. I mean,
that's a little too extreme. For
maybe a little bit. Yeah, but I think you got to be honest. You got to tell
awful.
Her how you feel.
You're kind of a bad person, then, Tom.
Why am I a bad
discriminatory,
person?
Like by height?
Oh, okay.
Now
I'm the one discriminating against short people.
So
yeah,
1 foot's too short.
I'm well known for discriminating against short people. That's my thing.
Now, like 1 foot, just like is that the line?
You know
that
what?
You draw?
1 foot's fine. Whatever. you just got to go up with confidence. That's all that matters. And I mean. You can. There's no rules against dating a girl taller than you. You can do it. Just go.
Nicole Kidman was like a foot taller than Tom Cruise.
Oh my gosh. Keith Urban.
Yeah, Keith.
Also,
she's taller than her
husband now.
But seriously, I would say if you have a crush or anything like that, you regret it if you don't say anything, right?
Oh, you gotta.
You
seize
gotta go
the day.
For it.
You
man.
Gotta seize the day, and I promise you, you won't regret it. Because someday, 20 years from now, if you don't, that's going to come back and haunt you.
It might haunt you forever.
What could have been? You never want to wonder what could have been. You got to try. You got to give it a chance. And you know what? It's going to pay off for you. Because each time you do this, it'll get a little easier. And you'll learn, hey, you know what? A lot of times, everyone else is just as afraid as I am to talk to new people, and they appreciate that I'm actually making that step forward.
And I get it's difficult in high school. I mean, you're nervous about asking a girl out, asking a girl to dance or whatever, but you got to just do it. So that's life advice today with TK, with a little bit of assistance from John.
That was awesome. That was really beneficial.
There
Bravo,
you go.
Bravo, Tom.
Thank you. Bravo to you,
Talkative
John.
Tom.
Thanks for helping me out with that. I appreciate it.
Woo. Well, that's like firsthand. I that's great. Man.
You got to be confident.
That's better than Joe DeCamera. Right
you got to be
that
confident.
We actually benefited society.
And it helps to have a good wingman, too. When I met my wife, do you know who my wingman was that night?
Big Daddy.
No. He's in the building today. You saw him this morning.
Mike Angelina.
No. Down the hallway. Kind
Tucker?
Of a No, kind of a
oh
an
my
awkward
God.
Fellow.
U-Ram.
Yes.
Wow.
U-Ram was out with me the night that I met my wife. And I bought him a beer and he threw it away. He didn't even give it back to me. He wouldn't drink it, and instead of giving the beer back to me to drink,
why
he just threw it in
that?
The trash. Because
why?
Because he's Dave. I don't know.
Yeah.
He threw it away.
Rhea is actually not surprised by that at all.
He threw the whole beer away.
Yeah, it was like a can of PBR or something. He just threw it in the trash.
No
That's
way.
You,
I'm like,
impossible.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Did he hold it for a long time?
He held it, he looked at it, and he threw it away.
We knew Dave, since he was an intern with us, back in the day, and we set him up on a date with somebody. This is, long before he married his lovely wife. And he had a parfait, and we lost our minds. Like she said, once he ordered the parfait, she really had no interest.
Yeah. So that
I love John's
But
face.
It worked for me. I mean,
did he actively help Faye at one point also?
Maybe
you said
Dave
it worked
made me
for
look,
you?
Maybe, well, maybe Dave
it
made me look better.
You.
I think that's what helped, Maybe it made me look a little
the
better.
Dave actually.
Like, this guy's a little more normal than this other guy is.
Did you tell Uram that's why you're happy he was there for you? Like,
No.
Because it
I mean,
sounds like initially you're
facetious.
Like, man, he's my wingman. He did me a solid.
Yeah.
Now you're saying the real truth
I love Uram. I mean, he's a great guy. We all do.
You find him unattractive to ladies.
No, I don't find him unattractive. His personality's quirky.
You find him so unattractive that it made you more attractive.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, you're a jerk. I'm saying that he's got a little bit of a quirky personality.
Dave's 100% quirky.
Yeah.
That's why we love him.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. When we get back, we'll get through everybody's calls here. Also got Times Yours coming up. Make sure you call Times Yours line 215-238-4500. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCameron. This is the Morning Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.